Alabama's prison system has been in the news a lot this year, and not for good reasons. Inmate riots, as well as allegations of mismanagement and corruption, have pointed out plenty of problems. The Alabama Public Radio news team has spent the past several months examining what happens as people go into the state's prison system and what happens when they come out. Today, APR's Mackenzie Bates hears from critics of how Alabama's prisons are run and how plans to fix things may just be throwing money at the problem.
It's going down in this, man. Look at this.
If you've never been inside Alabama's Atmore prison, don't worry. Back in March, Atmore came to you. This cell phone video was shot during riots at the prison. Inmates set fires, attacked guards and the warden. The violence was supposedly sparked by overcrowding. Rufus Ricks knows the problem firsthand.
At lights out, it would be quiet. People would be asleep. But now, it's not like that no more. It's always somebody awake and people always moving around because it's just so crowded.
Ricks spent 20 years in an Alabama prison on robbery charges. He's been housed in several of Alabama's 14 prisons during his sentence. So he's seen a lot.
First, they have two-man cells and they start putting an extra rack in there. So now you got three people in this small area. And I got my property, he got his property, he got his property. They lock you down at night. You might need to use the bathroom, you know, and I mean, we're dealing with feces. The smells and all kind of stuff is terrible.
In 1979, Alabama's prisons had about 6,000 prisoners. Today, the Department of Corrections says the state has more than 28,000 people behind bars. Prisons designed to hold about 13,000 inmates are more than 100% over capacity. Take Limestone Correctional Facility, for example. The prison near the town of Harvest opened in 1984. It's supposed to hold just over 2,000 inmates.
We have 2,236 today, and we have 2,532 beds.
That's Christopher Gordy. He's the warden at Limestone.
Where did you come from?
Limestone is one of the largest prisons in the state, but when it comes to overcrowding, it does make it difficult for his officers to do their job.
When you got beds, double bunk beds, stacked up sometimes less than 10 inches from each other, so it makes it very difficult for the officers to patrol the dorm to be able to see everything that happened in the dormitory.
It's a hot day at Limestone. There's no air conditioning, and it smells like it. Fans are used to try and cool the facility, but today it's not helping. There are so many prisoners gathered in one place, the temperature rises quickly.
We will become the best Department of Corrections in the country rather than the worst. I like to be number one, even if it's in the prison systems.
That's Governor Robert Bentley. He's pushing a plan to consolidate Alabama's 14 prisons into four mega prisons housing 4,000 inmates each. Bentley says by downsizing, the state would save millions of dollars.
You don't have 14 kitchens, you don't have 14 hospitals, it's efficiencies. Plus the fact that we're having to repair all these old prisons right now.
Prison overcrowding is the result of a lot of things, but policy is a main driver of it, not buildings.
Catherine Green Robertson is the vice president of the Alabama Policy Institute in Birmingham. She's a big critic of the state's plan, where the math doesn't seem to add up.
I think if you're going to sell the public on $1.5 billion bond issue, which is what it is once you add the interest, you better be sure that it's actually going to solve the problem, which there's no evidence that it will.
Brian Stevenson of the Equal Justice Initiative agrees with Robertson. He doesn't think new prisons are the answer.
It's like having a college football team that keeps losing every game, and your solution is, let's build a brand new stadium. That'll solve the problem. It won't. You need better coaching, and you need better players.
As far as we know, at this point, there was only the one injury with the inmate being stabbed by the other inmate. We are told sources...
Stevenson says the riots at Atmore Prison are just one indication of a system with big problems. But critics say that's not the only issue. Alabama's prison system reportedly spends less per prisoner per day than anywhere else in the nation. $26 daily to house and rehabilitate an Alabama inmate, compared to close to $70 in other states. Brian Stevenson of the EJI says then there's the mismanagement.
So we have people serving life and life without parole for writing bad checks, for being in possession of marijuana, for shoplifting, for very minor crimes. That's the biggest problem. I actually think we could get 5,000-10,000 people out of our prisons next week without any threat to public safety.
Even Governor Bentley concedes that point.
Our system is a Department of Corrections, not a Department of Housing. So we need to try to correct them, help them become productive citizens. That's how we're going to save money, but we're going to save lives too.
Bentley's $800 million prison plan received a lukewarm response from state lawmakers. The proposal failed in the general session this year, and Bentley hopes to revive it next year. The Alabama Policy Institute says the plan needed more thought, and they're not the only ones.
And typical of Alabama government, we don't deal with situations until they're a crisis.
Chris England saw Bentley's plan. He sits on the House Judiciary Committee in Montgomery.
Unfortunately, when things reach crisis level, your remedy is often going to be somewhat ineffective and very expensive.
Opponents of the governor's prison plan say research and preparation are one key concern. And Brian Stevenson of the Equal Justice Initiative says these problems start at the top.
Our politicians here have been preaching fear and anger for a half century. And when you create a culture where everybody is competing with one another over who can be the toughest on crime, you start doing some pretty irrational things when it comes to sentencing.
One example is Alabama's Habitual Felony Offender Act. Defendants with prior convictions for things like writing bad checks or nonviolent theft can be sentenced to life in prison without parole for future crimes. The Equal Justice Initiative says 2,000 inmates in Alabama's prisons are serving life under this act. Brian Stevenson.
And when you take a situation like overcrowded prisons, undermotivated staff, some of whom are engaged in corruption and abusive practices, it's going to be a really, really bad system.
Catherine Green Robertson at the Alabama Policy Institute wants more answers about how and where they will save money and says so do the constituents of Alabama. The concern is that once the $800 million prison plan has been paid off, the final cost will balloon to $1.5 billion.
It sounds like there was a company that was sort of advising the administration, giving them some sort of ballpark numbers, and that in simplified terms, where the $800 million number came from. But I do think in a plan of this magnitude, given Alabama's very fragile fiscal condition, we still haven't seen enough data to show how that number was arrived at.
All right, it's gone.
And so, Warden Christopher Gordy, his guards, and the inmates on his watch remain waiting. The plan would shut down several of the existing prisons, but a few would remain open. He is optimistic Limestone will stay open if the plan moves forward.
I may be a little prejudiced to say, but this is a very good operating facility. It is the largest in the state, and the structures of the building is pretty good. So if I, and I've been to the other facilities in the state, so if I have to, be a better man, we probably have a good chance of probably staying open.
There could be more at stake than whether or not Alabama can afford Bentley's plan. Prison overcrowding is an issue nationwide. California could be an example of Alabama's future if nothing is done. Prisons in the Golden State were at 200% capacity, just like here in Alabama. The situation was so bad, a federal judge declared California's prisons violated the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment. That was followed by threats of a federal takeover. Some in Alabama are wondering how long it will be before this state attracts that type of attention from Washington. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.